Good morning. Happy Sabbath. Is there anyone here this morning? I don't hear anything. Happy Sabbath. Oh, they're here. I thought nobody was here this morning. Well, I'm so glad to see everyone here this Sabbath. Who's happy to be here this morning? I am too. Well, this morning's story is going to be about someone named Jacob. Does anybody know who Jacob is? And what happened with Jacob? Well, this is what happened. Jacob was a twin. He had a twin brother. His twin brother's name was Esau. And Jacob, he stole the birthright from Esau because Esau was born first, so he was the oldest. And he was supposed to get the blessing from his father. But Jacob tricked his father and got the blessing from his father. So there was no blessing for Esau. But after he had done this, he was afraid that his brother would be so angry at him that he would even kill him maybe. He knew that he had done wrong and he ran away. How many of us do wrong and we know that we did it because the Holy Spirit tells us, you know, you just feel guilty. You feel bad because you did something that you know you are not supposed to say. Or mommy and daddy said not to do it, but you did it anyway. And then you feel bad, right? Who has done that? I know I have. So this is what happened to Jacob. But we're going to see how God was so merciful to Jacob. Because when Jacob ran away, he was worried. He was so sad that maybe he had broken the whole tie with his heavenly father. Like maybe God would never forgive him. And that he would never have a relationship with God like he did before. But God gave him a dream as he was traveling and running away. A dream that this was a ladder that came down from heaven to earth. And do you know what that ladder symbolized? It meant that Jesus, that ladder was Jesus, and that through Jesus we would have reconciliation with God. And so that means that Jacob would have reconciliation with his father as well. And so to teach us every day that when we do something wrong, we always do it against God, but we also do it against our parents. So what are we to do whenever we do those things? Just like Jacob, he didn't want to be away from God or not having a relationship. So what he did was he talked to God, and God was very merciful to him. And so are your parents too. I'm sure that our parents, my parents, they love me unconditionally, and I'm sure yours do too, right? So even when you do something wrong, your parents probably want you to learn to come to them and to be repentant and to say that you're sorry and to not do it anymore, right? Not to continue doing it every day and go to say sorry, because then I don't think that's very sorry. So whenever we do something and we know it's wrong and the Holy Spirit, because only way we feel guilty is because the Holy Spirit is working in us and it tells us you did wrong. So listen to the Holy Spirit every day. Do the right thing. And if you do the wrong thing, you know that you have an advocate in Jesus Christ that you can go to the Father, ask for forgiveness, and also ask your parents for forgiveness and everybody else as well. It's not only for that. You can forgive each other, brothers and sisters, friends, mothers and sons, fathers and sons. Everybody is there so that we can forgive each other and we can love one another and always be there for one another. So as you go home today, remember that God is always with you and Jesus died for a reason. Who knows why Jesus died? Go ahead, Kelly. Yes, because we are sinners and now we can ask him for forgiveness, right? And we can again be reconciled with God. So you can as well be reconciled with anybody that you have done wrong to or that have done wrong to you. So it is a happy day. It is very happy that Jesus did that for us. It was a very big sacrifice. And so we should remember that always. Okay. So who wants to pray this morning?
Dear God, thanks for all I've done. Thanks for your protection against those beneath us. Thanks for leading us wherever we go. Amen.
Amen.
All right, you guys can go back to your seats.